Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Let's get right to it. I have several things I want to go over with you, all of which are about thinking for yourself, right? Which is what the show is all about. It's why I come here, and it's why I hope you come here too. So let me start with this. I generally try to watch, maybe I'm a bit of a geek around this, I like to watch congressional hearings, and I like to watch C-SPAN Live when I can, because I am, after all about getting the news directly for myself as best I can, so that I can think for myself, make conclusions and decisions for myself, as I am hoping to instruct you or help you or guide you to do. So I happen to be watching Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, question Rachel Levine yesterday. She is an appointment for, I believe, the Assistant Director of Health and Human Services under the Biden administration, and she's being interviewed and vetted through Congress, actually through the Senate, as we speak, or at least as yesterday as I watched. And I watched Senator Paul ask Rachel Levine a very specific question. And the question was about genital mutilation and gender transformation of minors, particularly between the ages of 3 and 15. And as a doctor, which Senator Rand Paul is, a medical doctor, he had statistics and questions about whether or not it was appropriate to give a child between the ages of 3 and 14 hormones that expedite or assist in gender transition surgery, which perhaps in some cases is the removal of breasts, the double mastectomy, as some have had in transitioning, or genital mutilation or genital removal. Question was very specific. It was, does Rachel Levine, the appointee, the nominee, condone that? Stand in favor or against? I'm going to read you literally Levine's answer for a very specific reason. And the reason is I'm here to talk about thinking for yourself, okay? So her response was this to a yes or no question. Transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity in this field. Senator Paul was unmoved by that response. He felt that it was an evasion of the question, and he repeated the question, at which point Rachel Levine repeated word for word that very memorized sentence. So I'm telling you this for a reason, and this is the reason. I know three things about this nominee. The first I know is that when she headed up the COVID response for the state of Pennsylvania, because she was formerly, I believe, the Secretary of Health for the state of Pennsylvania, in heading up the COVID relief approach for the state of Pennsylvania, she instantly removed her own mother from an assisted living facility as COVID was spreading in those facilities, but at the same time, she sanctioned not only leaving the elderly in those assisted living facilities and nursing home facilities, but also, as in New York, returning patients who had had COVID, whether or not they were cleared, back into those assisted living facilities. And so it expedited the death rate in those nursing homes and assisted living. However, as I said, Rachel Levine removed her own mother the moment it began. The other thing that she did as Secretary of Health in Pennsylvania is she put out on letterhead, on Commonwealth of Pennsylvania letterhead, guidelines for how to have an orgy during COVID, so that if you were planning to have an orgy, an event with multiple sexual partners all occurring at the same time, she put out a step-by-step protocol for how you could best protect yourself. Rachel Levine is a transgendered woman. And so I'm not here to address the decision she made as an adult for herself. What I am here to say is that on a podcast where my goal is to think for myself and help you do the same, when I know those three things about that individual, the removal of her mother from the nursing home, the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania official letterhead directing people how to have an orgy during COVID, and her refusal to answer whether or not genital mutilation or genital removal and or hormone transition therapy is appropriate between the ages of 3 and 14, lead me to be able to think for myself and make a conclusion that this is not an individual who I believe should be in a position of such importance on a national scale relative to the health of both adults and minors. Now, that's irrespective of political affiliation. I actually am an independent. I'm registered as an independent. I certainly have political opinions. I have political preferences. I sometimes lean left. I more often probably lean right, for sure. But I keep an open mind because I like to think for myself. I was formerly a lifelong registered Democrat before I became an independent. So don't make decisions based on politics. I make them on the facts as I perceive them. And one of the reasons I do the podcast is so that you can do the same, so that you can, irrespective of agenda and politics, you can look at facts, you can look at what you yourself can know through your own experience, and then make your own intelligent decision. I have another example of thinking for myself recently that can help you hopefully understand how I do it, and therefore maybe help you do it a little better if you already do it, or begin to do it if you don't already do it. Shortly after the Capitol riots, I watched the entire impeachment proceedings that took place in the Senate following former President Trump's leaving office at the end of his term. I watched every minute of the impeachment hearings. Again, I like to do that kind of thing. I'm a lawyer by training, and it interests me. So when it ended, both the Republican and Democratic leaders of the Senate, well, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer under the new administration, the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell got 10 minutes to speak. Naturally, Chuck Schumer got up and he excoriated President Trump, even though he had been acquitted of the charges. There was no finding that he was responsible for the riots. Irrespective of that, Chuck Schumer has a political agenda, and he got up and he gave, as I said, an excoriating review of President Trump. Then Mitch McConnell got up. Mitch McConnell is the head of the Republican Party, arguably one of the most powerful people in Washington, D.C. He then spent 10 minutes excoriating President Trump, the president of his party, the president who had been a Republican and been formerly the president of the United States. I was shocked at the moment. I was confused at the moment because I couldn't understand why he was doing that as well. I thought he would get up for 10 minutes and at least try to put a somewhat better perspective on what had occurred, especially following an acquittal. And then yesterday, Mitch McConnell was asked in an interview, I believe on CBS, if he would support President Trump, former President Trump, if he were to run again in 2024. And Mitch McConnell said, absolutely, I would support him, unequivocally. I'm adding unequivocally. I believe his answer was, absolutely, I would support him as the nominee. Now, again, irrespective of political party and politics, when I look at Mitch McConnell on after the Senate impeachment hearing, and I watch those 10 minutes, and he had nothing good to say about President Trump. And then I listened to him yesterday, and he absolutely would support President Trump if he ran again in 2024. I can draw my own conclusion about Mitch McConnell, irrespective of politics. The conclusion I draw in thinking for myself is that he's a dishonest man and that he cannot be trusted. And so this is all about thinking for yourself. It's the conclusion I drew about Rachel Levine, that she's unfit for the position for which she has been nominated based on her refusal to defend children who aren't old enough to make their own decisions. And by the way, I left out, and it's worth mentioning before I wrap this up, that she particularly felt that street children should be able to make that decision in that age bracket. What does that mean by street children? Children who are living on the street, homeless, parentless children, the most vulnerable, those most subject to trauma and emotional distress should be allowed to make a decision between the ages of 3 and 14 of whether they want to change their gender. Today, I hope to give you two examples of how I look at facts and therefore draw my own conclusions. Again, I have political preferences, I have values and principles that I live by and stand by, but I come to situations as best I can, looking at them in the context in which they occur. I gather the most information I can, and then I make my own decision. That's why I'm here, and that's why I hope you are beginning, if not already, doing the same. I want to leave you with this thought. We are going through, as I often say in probably every podcast, extraordinary times when it's critical that we all begin to try to sort of determine the wheat from the chaff, right? And know what's real and what's not. I want to leave you with two things. One is a website, CRFB. C is in car, R is in Robert, F is in Frank, B is in boy. CRFB. It is the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget. If you look at that, it is a nonpartisan website that shows you where Congress is spending its money and how. You need to look at that. You need to know if you're okay with where the money's going. I'm running out of time, but I'll give you an example. In the COVID relief bill that is currently before the Congress, both the House and the Senate, currently in the House to go to the Senate shortly, Nancy Pelosi put in $100 million and then added $40 more million this morning for a subway to be constructed in her district. This is a COVID relief bill. It is not a transportation bill, and there's $140 million that could otherwise be going to the mental health of children who have been traumatized by COVID and their inability to go to school. So again, that website is CRFB, the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget, and nonpartisan website. I tell you all of this because I leave you with this thought. It is a quote from Erich Bonhoeffer. If you don't know who he is, please look him up. He is was a German Lutheran pastor who organized with some others in an attempt to bring down Adolf Hitler. He was inevitably captured and he was executed, I believe, a month before the Allies prevailed in Europe. His biography by Erich Metaxas is brilliant. It's called Bonhoeffer. But I leave you with this, one of many insightful and brilliant phrases from Bonhoeffer. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. When we know how Congress is not representing our interests, regardless of the political party, when we know that people are being appointed to powerful positions who are either unqualified or who are, in my words, malqualified, if there is such a word, and if not, there ought to be. It is evil itself to be silenced in the face of that. So I encourage you this week to locally, as best you can, think for yourself, look around in your everyday life and decide the things that matter and then be willing to stand for them. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back again on Monday here at Think for Yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.